bazunguzukaneni.
Kuja nami tuungane twache kuzozana. Watu wa upendo hauna dui, hauna kifani kaka.
Taka pata na zavade. Shino narudo kubatana kutitibu dirire.
Twaitaji upendo ili tusonge mbeleo.
Kutambura kwedu zichida hati narudo.
Ukosefu wa upendo lete dhiki ya jaya.
Welcome to the G Spot, the Good Spot, the God Spot, the Graham Spot, where all the G's meet. Once again, we're back with another episode, and hope everyone is doing okay since we last had a conversation. Hope everyone is actually doing okay. It's been a really tough week so far, but I'm praying and hoping the Lord has kept you well. So today we continue on our series, where we're basically giving ourselves a chance to talk about men and what issues we face, etc. So many things. Last time we talked about what are the attributes of, you know, a good man. What makes someone to be a good man, a man of God, right? What makes us special? Today, we're going to talk about the challenges men face and how we can deal with them. You see, we live in a patriarchal society whereby it is believed, or rather the structure is in such a way that men tend to be at a point of advantage. So it is assumed that we don't really face so much problems, but it's quite the opposite. There's usually a writer who says that women are born to be, but men have to become. You see, like, it's quite, the dynamics of the world in terms of how men and women are perceived is quite different. Because as a man, you have to create yourself, you have to create so much substance of yourself so that you can be deemed as a real man. You know, it's quite difficult to understand these things, but the world is fashioned in such a way that as a man, you just have to work your ass off to become what you want to be. So, there are so many challenges that men face along the way. And this is just a conversation whereby, you know, if you're a lady and you're listening to this, it's something you can share with your brother, your cousin, your dad maybe. But these are some of the most common challenges men face out here. After we discuss all these challenges, we're going to look at how are we going to overcome all these challenges, yeah? What are some of the routes we can take to actually not become victims of these life-threatening challenges that come along the way? Top of the list, number one, is loneliness. Trust you me. Being a man is probably one of the loneliest jobs in the world, you know? It gets to certain points in life whereby you find yourself so isolated. Hadi unashangaa, wa? Am I really alone in the world? Because starting, let's say from friends, you see, the dynamics of male friendship is quite difficult to understand because we form very long-term friendships, but we're not always there for each other. Men don't call each other every day to ask each other, hey bro, how are you doing? We don't. But whenever we link up, we'll be like, ah, you're good, and we'll hang out like nobody, like we've been talking yet, we haven't been talking. Most of the time, men find themselves alone. Even for those who are married, I read an article somewhere in a summer. Well, men get married at times so that they can reduce the level of loneliness in their lives, because you think that now you have a spouse, your spouse is going to be your partner, is going to be your friend, is going to be your confidant, and everything. But along the way, you realize that you guys are disconnecting. It gets to a point whereby you are living with a person in your house, but you guys don't have a connection. To some degree, you are lonely because unapata hata hamna a common basis of conversation in that home. So you're living with someone, but deep down, you are lonely and you don't know. Okay, you know you are lonely. And you don't know how to deal with this because you thought that simply by me getting mad with this person, definitely, the loneliness, mazine is a pungua. And to be very sincere, this is a thing that almost all men can admit, that our lives tend to be so lonely. But, you know, it is what it is. So, number two, another challenge that guys face out is self-doubt. This is so common. It happens whereby maybe you've set down goals, you've written down your dreams, and you're like, you know what, this is what I want, this is what I want to achieve here and here and this. But then along the way, something happens. You see, life is like a river, and a river is never going to be lamina. The flow is turbulent at times, depending on, you know, life is a journey, and it's a long journey, is it? That's why they say the journey is the destination, because you have to enjoy every point of the way. When we get to these points of turbulence, although self-doubt, again, it's a challenge that a lot of guys face. Lenny, you got a point and you're looking and you're like, what should I do here? I'm doubting my ability. I'm doubting my strength. And yeah, it's something that's so common. And a lot of writers that I've read, okay, most of these successful guys out here, they'll tell you that they have been through this very deep, the opposite of an anticline is a syncline, yeah. Synclines, like the major depressive episodes, then you doubt so much. I do like it when it's so obvious you can't do it because you are uncertain of your strength, your abilities, your destiny, your purpose. This is common, son, I think. This is so common. Another challenge the guys face is a lack of motivation along the way. Most of us begin our journeys in life with the fire burning like nobody's business. Okay, baby class, pre-union class, one, class two, you know, you're coming up, you're getting to high school, you're burning brightly, you know, you're so motivated to achieve everything. But again, as I said, the flow of life is never lamina, it's turbulent along the way. So you are rocked, you fall into these episodes of loneliness and self-doubt, and there's that motivation that you had driving you. Since you were a kid, it gets to a point in you so much, or rather you even lost it. You're no longer feeling motivated to achieve your dreams, to fulfill your potential, and it becomes such a big challenge at this point. You just have motivation, mazee. Unaamka asubuhi, you're like, this job I'm doing, is it really what I want? I don't feel like going to work today. I don't feel like doing this course that I'm doing. Like, this is something that happens a lot, whereby unapata your motivation and you na and you push through since you were a kid, it just disappears. So you have to learn how to remotivate yourself again and pursue your goals, your ambitions in life. But this is common. Another challenge that guys face up with me, some guys live on autopilot. This is also very common, but it's predominant among guys who are, especially those guys who are working out there. Unapata mse anaishi life ingine and is repetitive. Like, it gets to a point that your life is so boring because your routine is like It's like you're on an autopilot. Nile unamka asubuhi, niende job, ni do this and this and this and this and this. I come back in the evening. I pitia locals, ni kunywe keg. I come back home. I eat. I sleep. I wake up in the morning. Every day, it's an endless cycle where you are like in a trance to some degree. Like, nothing is changing. You just need doing the same thing over and over and over. Unapata msia ameko akifanya hii routine yake for 10 years. You get so depressive because you realize your life is boring. It's so boring because there's nothing new happening. It's just the usual. You find, even unapata, like, their partners are complaining that this guy is boring. He's doing the same thing over and over again, but this guy is living on autopilot. He's not creating anything. He's just living in that cycle. It's very common, especially among guys who have advanced in age, who are working, who have commitment to, you know, so many responsibilities. You get to this point and you say, I'm on autopilot. And this is where depression also kicks in, because of that boredom, that loneliness. Because, man, I'm doing the same thing over and over again. Nothing new is happening. It's very common. Another challenge guys face out is lack of direction. Lack of direction also comes in points where you have self-doubt. Yeah, ni more or less the same thing. In a fika point, you're uncertain about what you want. You know, it gets to a point where you're doubting yourself, and you don't know whether you're on the right path anymore. Maybe your 10-year plan ilikuwa hivi na hivi na hivi na hivi na hivi. But then something along the way inakuja inaharibu your plan. Something just messes things up. And then, inafika point now you have to, you know, reroute. I don't know if you've used Google Maps. Kuna pali unapotea. And then it just tells you, you know what? Recenter. So you have to reroute. I have a very good friend of mine called Nikki. She's very fluent, and if you're saying the same thing I'm saying, I guess I'm a reroute. So when you get to that point where you have to change direction, or you have to reroute, or go back to your initial direction, maybe you've lost way, now you need to come back. So lack of direction happens a lot for us, guys, especially in the 20s. 20s is inakonga deadly sana, because this is where you're just finding the right route for your life. There are times when things don't go according to how you planned. This is inafika point in umechanganyikiwa. You don't know what direction to take anymore. It happens. It is a challenge we face as guys. Another thing that comes along the way is, guys are usually so scared of their own vulnerability, making mistakes. Nikwambia ukweli, being a guy, the most difficult thing is being vulnerable. Guys will never want to open up and seem weak, you know, weak, not like weak with weak in quotes. Like, was it on a kind of fear being vulnerable? People are more scared about being vulnerable than actually voicing their problems. This is so common. Ndio maana unasikianga, unajua, okay, come on, naomba vitu zingine unajiwekea. It's not that unafaa ujiwekee, but it's that fear of being vulnerable, of people seeing through you that you are sad, that you are going through some very traumatic experience, that you are so confused in life and you don't know what direction to take. That fear of being vulnerable is so, it's pronounced among men in our society. Now, say what I can't feel vulnerable at all. I don't know whether it's innate or it's something that we've cultivated in our minds, but this is a big challenge that we face out here. Another challenge that guys face is the fact that they sit on dreams that seem so far-fetched and unreachable and unattainable. That's what I'd say. Unajua vile nilisema, most of us are born with a lot of motivation. We are raised to believe that we are achievers or overcomers, but we were never actually taught that, you know, despite the fact that you have this very big ambition, these very big dreams, my son, remember that ahead, you're going to face some very, very huge challenges, and you'll have to learn how to deal with them. And I think that's the problem of the African parents. We're not blaming our parents, maybe it's the system, but we're never really taught that there are challenges that we should expect to face ahead. We always just thought about the good side of life. Well, that's the nature of man at the end of the day. Man always focuses on the positive. If you're truly optimistic, definitely you wouldn't bother teaching your child that, you know, kuna hizi mashida zinaenda kupata. You will more likely encourage them and tell them, you know what, you're an overcomer, you're an overachiever, you can do this, you can do that, you're unlimited. But you know, you fail to remind your kid that along the way, you're going to stumble, and when you stumble, you have to learn to pick yourself up. So let's say Graham has big dreams. Graham wants to be the president of Kenya someday. He wants to become this big MD. Of course, he has the potential to. But the journey is not always going to be smooth as it's written on paper. No. There are going to be big challenges. And the bigger your dream, the bigger your challenges. That's the big irony. Like life in a very complex paradox. The bigger your dream, the bigger the challenges that you face, the bigger your vision, the more stumbling blocks that will be set on your way. That's just how it is. So, tunakuanga tume sit on dreams and you feel, man, this is so unrealistic, it's so unattainable. Well, there are those that are really, but I don't think there are things that are unattainable, unless they're unrealistic, but attainable. Mazi, I don't think there's a single dream and you can sit down and you will achieve. As long as it's realistic. Unajua kuna zile unrealistic mazi. You want to okay, for example, I'm just giving you a very unrealistic example, yeah. What is it? Oh, for example, you want to, like in the current world, unataka ufanye, you want to colonize a country, for example. So in your head you're like, I want to colonize like South of Africa, for example. That's unrealistic, right? But as long as your goal and your ambition, your dream is very realistic, I don't think it's unattainable. So, let's say most of us sit on unrealistic dreams, but let's not say unattainable. Maybe we just don't have what it takes to achieve them, and we need to readjust, refocus ourselves, and then we can get on track to achieving our goals. No goal is unattainable. As long as you set your mind to it, you can achieve it. Another challenge that guys face out here is sexual temptation. Now, this is very common. This is so super common in this current age. Due social media, anyway, may sexualize a lot of things. Like, the world has become so sexualized. You see what people post online. Like, definitely, it's reached a point when you trigger akili. Ajua mwanaume is a very physical being. We are so physical and we are not very emotional. We tend to be more physical, and the world has made things now sexualized in a very physical perspective. Unapata most of these fine women out here, they'll be posting photos of their bum bums, they'll be posting half naked photos. And as a man, kuna hiyo challenge ya, your brain is constantly activated, excited, dopamine tu ina flow ukiangalia hizi vitu. Then most of guys out here suffer from addiction to pornography. And then this is a conversation that guys are not willing to be vulnerable enough to talk about. Although, in the coming days, as we continue with this series, we are going to talk about pornography and masturbation. This is a thing that we need to talk about. Juini, a silent problem that is out here. It's a secret, silent sexual temptation that guys face. And trust you me, kama kuna watu wana face sexual temptation in this world a lot, it's the guys. You honestly, okay, I'm not trying to say women are bad, lakini sijui who brought this idea that they should be more naked than clothed. I don't know why it's so sexy to be, you know, more exposed than not to be exposed, but it's something that tempts a lot of guys. You, this is in physical beings. Kiangalia kitu kufurahisha, you are instantly, you are triggered. It's a thing that is in most men. Na si eti ni nini au nini. We're not trying to justify anything, but that is the nature of man. Very physical. At times, sexual temptation is shida. It's a big problem. It's a thing that we need to talk about. And I think we'll have an episode on pornography especially. Because it's a temptation on its own. Yeah? It's like the core of sexual temptation, to be honest. Another challenge a guy faces is rejection. Rejection is not just in our relationships, but also in our life. Choices, you've applied for a job, you've been rejected. You are cateering this fine woman and she's rejected you. You are pursuing a certain dream. You made an application to this university, you've been rejected. Rejection is so common. And rejection affects us more negatively than how it affects women, because women know how to, wanajua kuitoa, you know, they cry a lot, and I think that is one of those admirable traits and things that God blessed women a lot in the sense that wanaweza toa hiyo kitu ndani yao, by they just know they know how to, how do I put it, to remove the bitterness, the pain, the anger you after rejection. Lakini sisi program say I could reject it. The guy is dull for I don't know how many months because of something that happened a year ago. You're still stuck there. That rejection is just a part of you. This is very common. Guys don't know how to deal with rejection. And it becomes a big problem in the long term. You just build up to me. You know, rejection ikujangi once. Rejection inakujanga hata kwa in your profession. You've been trying to apply for a promotion. Unasikia nani has been promoted while you has been working in the same company for the last 10 years. Unakula bench. You're just still in your office there earning your small salary. Well, someone's salary has just quadrupled. And then you're like, I've been doing this. I expected this to happen like this. But that rejection, self-sabotage, just inaingia juu. You're just beating yourself down for a year, or two, three, five, because you were rejected. Rejection is common. Another challenge that guys face is drugs and substance abuse. Drugs and substance abuse is more common in men than women. I've done an episode on this. You guys will just scroll down and check out something, you know, on alcohol. Alcohol, interesting title. So drugs and substance abuse. Yeah, this is very common. Hey, majama huku nje, guys are drinking like nobody's business. Guys are vutaring bangi like nobody's business. Yeah? Drugs. Hii ni shida kubwa sana. Okay. Just walk to your local pub, your local club on any Friday. Okay, not just any Friday. Any day. Jioni. Uangalie the ratio of men to women. You realize that there's a problem with us, guys. Majama, you guys are drinking too much. Eh? Like, this is a problem. It's a challenge that guys are facing. Drugs and substance abuse. You say these guys have gone over the board. It's no longer just about drinking for fun. People are drinking like they want to die. Mpura mtu amelewa kama nonsense. Anaingia kwa gari. Like, I think kuna vitu watu fanya, and I'm like, are you guys suicidal or something? Is this wrong? Like, why should you be so drunk, and then you just get in your car and you're driving home. Atakama unataka kufika. Oh, ni unaweza kufa along the way. Please face this challenge of abusing drugs. Especially alcohol. Hey. Alcohol nayo wanaume mazi. Hii ni point moja yenye inakuanga imetupeleka sana mazi. Another challenge the guys face, the major challenge the guys face is pride. Pride, kiburi. Yeah? Kiburi ndio ina prevent vitu vingi kutofanyika juu kiburi ni kubwa sana. There's a writer who usually defines pride as, okay, in anapeana pride as an acronym. Is it an acronym, mama? Okay, anaweka the letters stand for something. So pride, anasema pride stands for, please remember I destroy everything. And truth be told, pride ni kitu moja yenye inaangushanga even the greatest of kings, mazi. Pride, kiburi mazi, kutosikia tu ama kuwe kutowile kusongea. Unajini na go both way. Pride inaweza kuwa, you're going through shit, but you don't want to open up because, mazi, kiburi yezi kubali. Ama, mtu anajaribu kukorekt, anakuambia, bro, you're drinking too much, you need to stop. But kiburi anakuambia, who is this guy? Who are you to tell me such a thing? This is my life. I am a man and I know the choices I'm making. Kiburi ni challenge wanaume wengi sana tunaface huku nje. As in, it's a stumbling block. At the end of the day, you'll fuck yourself up, you'll mess your life just because of your pride. And it's going to destroy a lot of aspects of your life. So it's good just to humble yourself and learn to open up to listen. Those two things. Open up and listen. Those are some of the challenges. We've taken so much time to talk about these challenges. Now, let's see how you overcome some of these challenges. I'm going to quickly mention and discuss. How do you overcome the challenges that you face out here? Number one, we guys need to practice self-love and kindness. Like, Kwanza Maze, self-kindness, self-love. It means you should be kind to yourself. You're going through stuff, yes. But don't beat yourself up so much. No. Be kind to yourself. You're number one critic. Kama kuna mzee anakucriticize sana ni wewe mwenyewe. So, as you criticize yourself, make sure that this head of yours, when you're alone, it's talking nice things to you. It's not telling you, hey bro, kwani wewe ni nini bana? No. Talk good things to yourself. Love yourself, majama. Jipende mazee. Jiambie you look good, man. Hata kama nimekuwa rejected, my face looks good, brother. That kind of love, self-love and kindness, that gets you going through the difficult times in life. We need to go out more. Like, going out more did not have to call loneliness, mazee. Get yourself a gym membership, a golf membership, chess membership. Involve yourself in some activity. As long as they're constructive. Unajua kuna activities in unaweza jiinvolve and see constructive. But you need to be out there more. Like, jipush maze. Find something that you can do outside of your house. Don't be locked up every day. You're just doing the same things. Especially if you're in the house all the time. Online writing. Unapata mse ako cooked up in the house. Throughout the day, throughout the week. Living on autopilot. Just chasing that bug. But you don't have time to go out. Learn to go out. If it's that gym of yours, 2 hours, 3 hours, end uko, go talk to men, maze. Find a community of men who can just talk to. You get? We should learn also to talk to strangers, making new friends. This is a thing with, it's a thing with networking. At times you might have a goal, a dream that you feel is unrealistic, but you just need someone to tune you a little bit, to give you some support heavy, to give you a little direction. And the only way you can learn is by going out more. Also, embrace talking to strangers, connect, network. Unajua, when I look back in, this my high school principal, the great DG Karaoke, very accomplished man, probably the best teacher I've ever had in my life. This guy used to tell us that in your life as a man, your network will always be equivalent to your net worth. And this is true. So learn to talk to strangers, network. Network with people who can build you as a man. And learn to share in real time. Like, you're going through stuff right now, right? Find that one friend. Unajua, the good thing with us is the fact that we can share and talk to each other. Shida inakuwa sasa pali, inafai itoke nje kidogo, and then you have to talk to your spouse, to your mother. Apo sasa ndi shida inakuanga to talk to your kids. Basically, those people who depend on you. But sharing with other men, I think most guys do it successfully. So let's learn to share in real time. Talk to your guys if you're going through stuff. Wambie, hey, mazee, guys, this is what is happening in my life. And I need you guys to tell me what I can do. This helps you guys. Inakusaidia unapunguza mzigo. Usibebe mzigo peke yako. You utaki kukaa vulnerable. Ama kiburi itaki kukualau ongea man. Learn to share in real time. Another thing you guys need to do when you're dealing with life is generally learning to celebrate your small wins and also celebrating your past achievements. Whenever you feel like you're so low, like you're so useless, getting to this point. This happens a lot. From a point in you just messed up and you're like, fuck. So what do I do? Am I a nobody? No. Don't feel like that. Celebrate your small wins. Your small wins involve things like overcoming those thoughts that are derailing you from your destiny. Those thoughts are reminders that are putting you down. When you overcome them, celebrate, mazi. Like, I'm just like telling you, unajiambia, you know what, Graham, you've overcome this. I'm proud of you. Celebrate that small win. You've done something small for yourself. Celebrate that small win, mazi. Come on, ni exam umemaliza and you feel like you've done it well. Celebrate that win, maze. If you've secured that promotion, celebrate your win, maze. That's the thing. If you've gotten into that school that you are hoping, celebrate your win. Celebrate your small wins. And when you celebrate your small wins, they build up and become your big wins. You are not going to hit motivational speaker mwenye anasemanga. You are never going to hit your first million in your first business unless you are lucky, which is like a 1% possibility. You're never going to hit your first million in your first attempt at business. No. Labda hata itachoma hiyo ya kwanza. But that small attempt you made, and you made 1,000 bob. Celebrate that win, mazi. Because ukicelebrate hizo thousand, one day they build up to your million. And whenever you feel like you're so low and you're feeling that you're not achieving stuff, remind yourself of your past accomplishments and celebrate them as well. Because those past accomplishments, it was you who made yourself achieve those things. So remind yourself that you got it in you to still do more, to still be great as you want. Celebrate. I'm not saying you live in those moments like kitambo, but whenever you feel like ume deep sana, you are in your sink line. You know, geography, tamia, valley, like a deep valley. Jikumbushe your achievement yako ya kitambo and celebrate it in your heart, in your mind. Jiambie, man, if I did this, right now I'm at a low, but I'm going to go back where I was and even go higher. That's the thing. This is nitty-gritty za ku navigate life too. Another thing is comparison. Guys, let's not compare ourselves. Juu, nimekuja kukaa chini and I realize that kila mzee ako on their own journey. We're not... Okay, ukiwa shule, as long as you're in an institution, there's this popular belief that we're headed in the same direction. Institutionalization, ama inaitangwaje, that thought that we are together. When you ukiwa shule, it's like a cat-like belief that we are doing this, our school performs like this, so we are headed in this direction. When we get there, this is what is going to happen and we are going to move like this. You just believe that as long as we are in a community, you are going to be following the same path until the end. But that's not the case. Sasa vile una grow up, unakuja ku realize mazi, in life, everyone is on their own different journey. Our purpose is not the same. Wewe Mungu amekuweka hapa duniani ukuwe daktari, na daktari hizi ndio challenges utaface. Mpaka ukuwe hiyo doki mwenye utakuja kusave a certain life, that's your journey. Wewe umewekwa hapa dunia, ukuje kuwa mtu wa kuchoma mahindi, utachomea president mahindi, maybe you'll be hungry that day. This is that small purpose yenye Mungu amekuset. Sasa shida inakuja wakati we guys compare ourselves. So you are sitting in your house and you are like, my friend Nani is achieving great things and I am not achieving stuff. But that's their journey. You, as yourself, have been winning also. But you are not recognizing your small wins, your small potential, or your big potential in the long term. But you're just comparing yourself with someone else. Comparison is a thief of joy in the lives of many men. So, guys, mazi, toyo kitu kwa akili yako. Weji appreciate vile uko safari yako. Don't compare yourself with any person. Don't compare yourself with your friend, your brother, your sister. No. Safari ni yako. Weji pende. Ji appreciate. Conquer yourself every day. Make a small win each day. And trust you me, along the way, out of area, you will be an image that people would want to be like, but not to compare themselves with. As in me personally, I'd never want anyone to compare themselves with me. Because I believe everyone is very unique. We face unique challenges. We get unique wins along the way. So, she's the answer to feel like, I'm not achieving stuff because nani is, no. Me, I'm on my own journey, mazi. If today I'm making 100 bob and my friend is making 1,000 bob, it's okay. It means I should work harder so that I can get to their level. But I can't start feeling bad about it. No, I can't. So that's their journey, man. I can't compare myself. So should you not. Don't compare yourself with anybody. You're unique. And that uniqueness is what makes you you. Another thing that can help you, can help us guys to overcome these challenges that we face, is spending time with supportive people. You have to have a circle of guys who support you positively. You know, there are people who can support you negatively. Unazapata mzee unamwambia by the way mimi nataka kujoin na Al-Shabaab. He's like, ah, hata mimi mazi. Let's go mazi. Ama wacha nikupeleke hadi Somali. No, no, no. This is an example, a very random one. You have to surround yourself with guys who are supporting you positively. These are guys who are supporting your ideas, correcting them, telling you, no, no, fix things like this and this so that you can get the right outcome. These are guys who will tell you, mjama wangu mazi, I think kesho tunaenda gym na wewe and I'm going to be there with you. It's a first day and I want you to start because it's going to help you and develop you positively. You have to have those people who are supporting you in the right direction. Embrace them. Put them close to your heart. Because these guys are going to build you as a person. But if you feel like your friends you have are not supportive, you wale watu wenye, they're just taking stuff from you, like they're just sucking from you and not giving anything in return, then you should reconsider those friendships. Or be honest about it and tell them, because guys are, we are people who tell each other the truth. Mine zambia boy wangu mazizi. Hapo hivi una mess mazizi. They want you to fix it. And we listen. Unless kuna kiburi. Kiburi is a prevent someone from listening. But the thing is, you have to surround yourself with people who are supporting your dreams, your values, your beliefs, and people who are putting you on the path to achieving your purpose in life. These people have to be very supportive. Another thing we guys need to do, okay, when it comes to things like rejection, this is a small formula I had for rejection. If you're facing rejection, number one, accept you've been rejected, whether it's by your partner, by your boss, etc. Then validate your feelings. That feeling of rejection, mazio validate, na feel hivi juu ya hii, be true to yourself. Validate that feeling. Look for a lesson from that rejection that you faced. This is just purely on rejection. Look for a lesson, because at every point unakuwa reject, there's always a positive. There's always a lesson you learn. Look for that lesson. Appreciate and know your worth. Jikumbushe maze, hey, this has happened, but this is me. I know what I'm capable of. I know my worth. Another thing is just have a backup. In case kitu imeenda south maze, at the end of the day, on a plan B, fall on that plan B and continue moving. Narrow down your fear, because there's that fear after rejection, there's that fear in inakuja. Just narrow down that fear, face that fear, and then avoid negative talk. After you've been rejected, usianze kujiblame, sijui what, no. Avoid that negative shit, bana. We look forward to something else. There are different challenges, there are better things that come along the way. Just keep moving, man. That's the thing. That's how you bear rejection. Don't feel like it's the end of the world because you've just been rejected. When it comes to sexual temptation, very common. How do we go about it? Here are small things I'll tell you about sexual temptation. Number one, avoid tempting situations. There are situations zenye unaweza jiweka mazie niwe mwenyewe unajipata please kaya you man. You're bringing someone to your house, just the two of you. You have a wife. You have, this person is dressed in a way that is very suggestive. When do umejiweka kwa ngori mazee? You're picking up women on the road with your car. Women who are scantily dressed. Hiyo ni situation umejiweka as a man, a sexually tempting situation. Avoid such scenarios, man. Just keep yourself on the right path. The best way, especially for guys who are married, if you're married or you're in a committed relationship, na unataka ujitrain overcome sexual temptation, number one, mazi, partner wako, make sure they have your password. If you're not, this is a way you can keep yourself in check. Make sure they have your password. If you're driving, drive with your wife. If they are around, drive with your spouse. Especially for guys who have cars, mazi. Kuna bishte yangu fulani alikuwa ananiambianga, no offense to guys who have cars. I respect you and one day I'm going to have a car, maybe. Not maybe, but I will. But this is friend of mine who has a car. Alikuwa ananiambianga mazi Graham. Tangu ni buy gari, man. Life has been tricky. Sijui kama hii gari ni inaleta madem or something. Well, I don't know what to think of that statement, but you guys, if you have a car, Ebu, make sure you're very sensitive about how you go with your dealings. It can put you in a very tempting situation sexually. Another thing is, guys need to avoid pornography, man. Porn, mazeni stuff, moja ina affect mamorio sana ukwinji. Majamaa, guys are struggling with addiction to porn like nobody's business. Avoid it. And we're going to have a conversation on this. This is a conversation guys don't want to talk about, but we'll talk about it very soon. Consider the consequences of some of the actual sexual mistakes that you can make. There are so many consequences. Unaweza peana mimba. Unaweza haribu your marriage. As in, unaweza pata ugonjwa. There are so many things that can go south. So consider. And then, guys need to use social media with a lot of caution. Be careful who you follow. Be careful what you feed your mind. Ukiona mazee, ukifungua Instagram yako, you are seeing half naked women as you scroll down. There's something that is wrong. Go fix it. Use that social media correctly. And another thing with this thing of sexual temptation is you have to master your, how do I put it, your sexual behavior. Master it. Control it. Put it in check. Master your feelings. The moment you master your feelings, trust you me, it becomes easier dealing with this thing. There's a book on semen retention. Very long book. It has an interesting insight when it comes to some of these things, especially sex, lust, etc. The last two things that I leave you guys with is, as a man, learn to explore possibilities and consider new paths. You've set down dreams, yes. You have 10-year plans, yes. But remember, they are bound to, you know, adjustments. So, leave room for adjustments in whatever that you're doing, in your career, be it in your schoolwork, just know there are other possibilities. So, whenever you feel like you are rock bottom, you've hit rock bottom, let me just say this statement you released, yes, recently. Whenever you feel like you've hit rock bottom, rock bottom is a solid foundation for a great tomorrow. So, whenever una feel like mambo imefika mwisho, remember the other possibilities, the other options you have. You are not limited. You just have to be open enough. So these challenges can be overcome easy challenges by keeping an open mind, exploring opportunities, possibilities, new paths along the way. Don't be fixed. Don't be rigid. And finally, you guys need to learn to invest in yourself. We guys need to learn to invest in ourselves. To overcome these challenges, lazima pia ulearn to invest in yourself. Read a book, go to the gym, take time to be alone and love yourself. Loneliness and being alone is not the same thing. Buy yourself clothes, buy yourself a nice cologne once in a while. Take care of yourself. The moment una invest in yourself, unajipenda. Na the moment unajipenda, mazi life haizi kuwa ngumu. Unajua vile una navigate challenge. Ukijipenda enough. Always beat yourself down. No, you can't. So this is a challenge to you guys. Come on, in this month, andika hapo plan maze. Amua ujinunulie nguo moja, nunua shati moja fiti, buy yourself a trouser, buy yourself new shoes, take yourself for a clean shave, you know, buy yourself some nice cologne. A man that smells nice is very attractive. Yeah? Buy yourself some nice cologne. Kama ni kwako kwa nyumba, go buy yourself something nice. Eh? If there's something that you've been planning to buy yourself, go buy it. Love yourself. Invest in yourself. By doing so, we create a magic formula for all these challenges. These challenges vary. These are just some challenges. Za wanaume ni mingi sana. Hatuwezi maliza tuongee. Hatuwezi ongea tumalize. Mimi nilisema tu a few. And I've just said a few of the solutions, or rather ways of overcoming them. There are so many ways. Keep an open mind still. And above all things, as you're going through life, as you're facing challenges as a man, remember to pray. Mazisa God ni anaweza kutoa situations zingine. Hata mimi nikwambie haje, hata nikupee solutions ngapi. Sometimes it needs the intervention of God to overcome challenges in life. So keep God close. In the previous episode, we saw that God promises him to stick by our side. Pale anatuambia in Jeremiah, anatuambia For I know the plans I have for you. Ndio, plans to bring you prosperity and not, yeah, let me not misquote, but the opposite of prosperity is really misfortune. He doesn't want to bring you bad things in your life. These challenges, he wants to walk with you. And he tells you that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can overcome all these challenges. Wali anakuambia, kwa yule mwenye ataniamini, hata kimbia na hata choka mazi. Eh? Atatembea lakini hezi faint. Those kind of things. Just remember, sa zingine challenges in your face ni God pekee anaweza kusaidia. So, pray. Make prayer life a part of your life. Embrace things like going out to the gym, interacting with new people who are, you know, positively influencing your life. And definitely, you will. The greatest secret to overcoming any challenge, any God pekee, na embracing a very healthy lifestyle. By doing so, I think life becomes easier. You have a secret formula of navigating through life. So, for today, that's that. You've seen some of the challenges. You've seen some of the ways to overcome these challenges. I hope you guys have learned a thing or two. That's it for today. Be blessed. I'll see you on the next episode. And on the next episode, I don't know what we'll talk about, but definitely something interesting. But I'm really thinking about talking about porn. Yes. Sexual temptation in a mess or saying, you know, kwanza tunaongelea. Next episode we're meeting. It's going to be about pornography and masturbation. So, see you then. For now, be blessed. Keep winning. Celebrate yourself and love yourself. You are a winner. You are an overcomer. You are son blessed by the Most High God. Be blessed.
You are Benachi.
Nakaberere.
Sawa. Usinione nimechaka, unitilie dharau. Mimi binadamu, umesahau. Unaishi kwa damani, naishi kwa imani. Mbele zako mimi sina haki, mbele zako mimi mwenye hadhi. Fahamu kuwa Mola ndiye aliyeniumba mimi.